अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभव,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभव,
शिव
मनाभव,
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभव,
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभव,
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभव,
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभव,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभव,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभव,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभव,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभव,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभव,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभव,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभव,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभव,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभव,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभव,
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभव,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभव, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभव, शिव मनाभव।
ओम शांति। The disciple asked the master, "Where is Buddha?" The master replied, "The one in the hall." The disciple said, "The one which is made up of stone." The master said, "Yes, that's it." The disciple again asked the master, "What is Buddha?" The Zen master said again, "The one in the hall." That's the end of the story. The question itself is stupid. So the answer is stupid. The question itself is silly. That's why the answer is also silly. Buddha is not a person. Buddha is the state of awareness. Buddha is the state of awakened consciousness. He's not in the hall. He's not in the statue. He's not. He's not in the dogmas. He's not in the tenets. He's not in the books. He is not in the scriptures. It's a state to be lived. It's a state to be experienced. So, how can somebody else tell you what is Buddha? So also, yoga, meditation, it is a state to be lived. It is a state to be experienced. There is no definition of yoga. There is no meditation. Definition of meditation. It is the radiance. It is the burning flame of awakening. It is not religion. It's not any caste or creed. It is not any ritual. It is not any mantra. It is not about traditions. It is the living experience. One learns yoga only through one's own experience. You cannot borrow it. You cannot snatch it. You cannot steal it. It is the divine awakening. It is the enlightened stage. It has nothing to do with any place. It transcends words. It has less to do with any song, words, music. It is the music of silence. It is the wordless song. Today we will see these new yoga hacks. The first is 5 into 5 into 5 repetition method. When you repeat something, spiritual progress does not happen just by hearing something once. Something you got inspired. It's the constant habit that leads to the inner architecture. It is the constant mental engraving. It is the constant drill, the constant repetition. So this principle is very simple. You take any one line. For example, very simple line. I am a peaceful soul. Write it 5 times. Then read it 5 times. And then try to recall it 5 times. Every time you try to write, every time you try to speak it aloud, every time you try to recall it, you are creating a new pathway. Your mind is already conditioned with body consciousness, with body conscious thoughts, with body conscious emotions, with body conscious scenes, and everything which is centered on body. Now we are creating a new track. For that, the progress will come slowly, gradually. I am a peaceful soul. I am a powerful soul. I am detached from body. Write it 5 times. Read it aloud 5 times. And then try to recall it. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening. As many times as possible. This writing, reading, and recalling will create a new pathway. It's like a field which is overrun with weeds. You root out weed. Every time you root out, you are clearing the field. So the process, the work will not be done in a jiffy. It's a gradual process. So anything you don't exercise, now start writing. I love exercise, seeing my body. I am working when I sweat. I am not just working on shaping my body, but I am reshaping my mind. So many people struggle with body and they don't achieve success because the motivation is lacking. Even if motivation is there, sustainability is lacking. So keep writing, keep reading aloud, and keep recalling. These 3 things will create a new pathway. It is mental imprinting. It is subconscious rewiring. Walking is my favorite sport. I love walking. I love running. I enjoy reading Murli. I am a Murli athlete. Murli is like a marathon. I am a runner. I have not come here to take rest. I am a tireless worker. Stopping is prohibited. Comfort is prohibited. Wasting time is prohibited. I do not waste a single second of my 24 hours. Every moment, every hour, every second, I am utilizing for building up a new model of myself. I aspire for the higher version. So this is a very beautiful method. You can take any line I am detached from the body. Write 5 times. Then sit and read 5 times. And then keep aside and try to recall 5 times. Once done, then leave up, give it up. And then come back to it again in the afternoon or evening or whenever you have leisure. So that is the first. The second trick is Bindu flash recall. Flash recall. You're not going to get long, uninterrupted meditation sessions every day. You are in a meeting. You are in the middle of some work. You are in traffic. Just the wave of anger is about to arise. Suddenly, you create a thought, I am a point of light. Baba is point. This scene, this is a scene, I put a point. These 3 dots. And suddenly, I get detached. Every time, long sessions are not possible. And scenes are changing very fast. So this is a spiritual emergency break. Otherwise, our mind will start questioning. And questioning leads to spiritual exhaustion. Spiritual disorientation. Emotional disturbance. Apply a point. That's it. No further questioning. Why this happened? All those 5 Y and 1 H. 1 husband, 5 wives. What are they? How? How it happened? Why it happened? When it happened? Where it happened? What happened? Who? Who is responsible? Okay, that person. Who said this? If you hear something about yourself, the first question that arises, who said it? Why he said? Who said? What he said? When he said? Where he said? How he said it? Was it respectful? Or in a very scornful manner. So put a full stop to all this. 1 husband, 5 wives. 5H, 1H and 5W. But this is also a method for churning of knowledge. Why? Why should I read this Murli? When should I read this Murli? How should I read this Murli? Where should I read this Murli? Who is reading the Murli? So same set can become a method for churning also. So Bindu flash recall is just try to recall. The next is audio. Audio loop programming. Record a simple line, I am a powerful soul, in your own voice and listen to it multiple times. Our subconscious mind understands the language of music and rhythm. Subconscious mind understands the language of songs, music, rhythm and repetition. So when you are distracted, emotionally disturbed. Keep listening, keep listening. That's a drilling, hammering nowadays that Murli podcasts are available. You can listen to them. They're very good. Murli podcast. AI generated. They try to mimic all the human emotions as much as possible. So when you are disturbed, when you are distracted, when you are traveling, when you are just standing, when you are not doing anything, when you feel tempted and urges are arising, or whilst you are cooking or eating or doing something which in which you are not very much concentrated, it is best to listen to such small audios or some songs. Let those words percolate into the subconscious. Let those audios, they enter into the subconscious basement. And which word will go where, we do not know. Right now also, unconsciously, we are filled with so much noise, so much disturbances, so much stresses of body consciousness. We keep on reading Murli, but nothing of the Murli reaches the subconscious. And you read something nonsense, and that immediately reaches inside. Why? Because of repetition. Because that is getting repeated automatically. So subconscious mind understands the language of repetition and rhythm. So audio loop programming. The fourth is location training methods. Just as we had seen location methods, memory palace methods. In the similar way, there are certain locations and automatically they remind of something else. Like you go to gym, you don't sit there and meditate. Automatically you start exercising. You go to the meditation room, automatically you sit in meditation. You go to office, it creates office pressure. Kitchen, appetite. You are not hungry, but when you go to dining and you see all the delicious dishes, you feel like to eat. Traffic, irritation, synonymous. Office, pressure, synonymous. Gym, exercise, synonymous. Ground, you start playing. You don't sit in the ground in meditation. You see, boys are playing football. So also, now this method is about tagging places with some thought. Like your chair. It is a soul throne. Like kitchen. I eat in remembrance. A thought. So these places will remind us. They will become the zones of remembrance. The places will remind us. Do this, do not, don't do this. So every place assigned with one thought. Your office is a place of karmic settlement, karma yoga. So that is the thought you have. So even if you forget doing yoga, the place will remind you. The traffic, I am a lotus untouched by the water. So assign place with certain thought or swaman, self-respect or some name. Now this place is Sukh Dham. So keep that thought in your mind. I am entering a Sukh Dham means I am entering a place where there is happiness. So even if I am unhappy, I will become happy because this place is carrying that vibration. I am entering Madhuban. Madhuban is as if the womb, as if red. That red is suggestive of power and white dresses are suggestive of purity. So purity and power together. I see white angels and the Amrit Vela. Madhuman Amrit Vela. That's a very different scene. Very strong, powerful scene. So you associate it with the place, associate with some Soman, some thought, some point of knowledge, something of knowledge. And the last is water programming practice. Water is the carrier of our intention. Water is the carrier of intention. So convert what you want to become. Water can become meditation. Drinking can become meditation. You put the thought into that water and it will start manifesting. I am a peaceful soul. When I drink, I become peaceful. So automatically, every time you drink, you will feel peace. The water is the carrier of our thoughts, our emotions, our desires, our aims. So let drinking water become a meditation. Drink slowly, intentionally, thoughtfully, deliberately, mindfully, purposefully, so that this drinking becomes a programming, this drinking becomes meditation. Put some thought into that water, look at it, see it, give drishti and pour some thought and keep one thought for every drinking, like I am a very pure soul. So whenever you drink water, every time you create that thought, the same thought while drinking water. So water becomes associated with purity every time. I am a pure soul. So my purity is entering this water. And when I drink this water, my whole body is becoming pure. Every cell is becoming pure. Every organ is becoming pure. My thoughts, emotions, my subconscious mind is becoming purer and purer and purer. A new conditioning, a new path is created now. So water can become a medium of meditation. Audio can become a medium of meditation. Location can become a medium of meditation. Reminding yourself, a single thought, I am a point. It will finish all the waste. No further explanation, no further writing long mails, sending mails, sending messages, waiting for somebody's message is a waste of time and shows attachment. Bindu flash method. And the first is 5 into 5 into 5. Any thought, write 5 times, read 5 times, and recall 5 times. So these are some tricks. Meditation starts when you move out of meditation room. These hacks are the shorthand of meditation. It is like carrying the pocket Baba's room with you all the time. You are not going or not allowed to sit there all the time. You create a minuscule meditation room in your mind, or you become a walking meditation. Rather than doing meditation or giving time for meditation, your life itself should become a moving, talking, mobile meditation. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ
निरीक्षा का साहस
शिवमनाभ
हर पल का सुहास
शिवमनाभ
हर घाव का अमर हर
शिवमनाभ
हर दोष पर रहम
शिवमनाभ
हर मोह का विराग
शिवमनाभ
हर तप की आग
शिवमनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिवमनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिवमनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिवमनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिवमनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिवमनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिवमनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिवमनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिवमनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिवमनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
शिवमनाभ
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिवमनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिवमनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिवमनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिवमनाभ
हर शब्द का सार हर थकान का विश्राम
शिवमनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिवमनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिवमनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।